Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Annie Dow is back from a week-long vacation. Yay. Down on the Cape with the family and the boyfriend.
Yep.
How was that, having the boyfriend there stay at the house?
It was awesome. He came the second half of the week.
Right.
And yeah, he just fits in with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it so much easier when everybody likes each other and everybody can chill.
It's 617-931-1234. Annie shared with us off the air that she spent almost $500 at one store.
Yep.
And we happen to know that Annie Dow first has no money. I mean, she's getting ready to move into her first apartment with her friends.
Yep.
Wow. Are you 25 now?
25.
25 years old, moving into your first place this week.
Yep.
And you decided on vacation to go drop $500.
Yep.
Who needs rent?
Please.
Who needs food?
It's vacation. Money's not real.
Okay. I'll eat saltines for a month. It's fine. So
ramen's cheap.
We're gonna let people try and figure out where you spent the money, because apparently it is just ridiculous, according to... Those are Kennedy's words.
They're
not
my words.
Elizabeth is from East Bridgewater. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So where do you think Annie spent her money?
At Ulta?
Makeup store. No, girl, you don't know me.
I've never been in the store.
Me either.
From what I hear, it's expensive.
John is from Derry, New Hampshire. What do you think, John? Where did Annie spend that almost $500?
Yeah, I mean, probably a lot don't know about it, but Nantucket Lightship Basket.
Nantucket what?
A Lightship Basket. It's what whalers made when they run out to sea catching whales. So it's a hand-woven basket. It's called a lightship basket.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That sounds lovely. That is random.
Definitely did not buy a basket.
And if you spend $500 on a basket, I'm going there and give you the business.
But if she were going whaling sometime this fall,
course,
Dan, you don't know what she
important.
Needs. All right. Dan, do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So it was on the Cape,
yep.
Right? There have been a lot of text messages saying the Christmas tree shops or store or whatever.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
You would be really hard.
Do you know Annie? Come on, let's think this one through. It would be really hard to spend $500 at the Christmas tree shop.
Like, I could see if somebody said, you know, some kind of Celtics jersey.
Sure.
Something along this line.
Mint condition.
Maybe some shoes.
No, the liquor store. That's my guess. You spent $500 on your way down. You stopped somewhere.
Mick Ultra's not that expensive.
It's
yeah,
not.
But everybody's going to be there. You got to get the fancy stuff. You know, we got to get the
what
picture.
Fancy
of,
stuff?
Yeah, she doesn't get the fancy yeah. stuff.
The Post Malone.
I
saw a picture of Post Malone champagne. So you had to buy some more of that.
It's rosé and it's $21.99. I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, did you buy the Post Malone Crocs?
I did not, Dan. Let me tell you guys about the day that led up to the $500 spending.
Okay.
So we were in P-Town.
Right.
And I love P-Town so much. My favorite thing to do is walk around and look at all the t-shirt shops and just the ridiculous things around the t-shirts.
It's the best
right?
place on earth.
It really is. So it was on and off raining. Rob had come taking the ferry from the seaport down to P-Town. So we went, we got a couple drinks, and then it started raining. So I was like, let's just stay at this bar and camp out until the rain stops. So my sister and her boyfriend are with us. We're having a time. And I'm like, I'm a little chilly. So why don't I get a bottle of wine? So the server, sweet, sweet boy, comes out and brings a bottle of wine and four glasses. And I said, you're not going to need the four glasses. So I drank the entire bottle of wine after already having a couple.
Right.
And then when we were walking back to the car, forgot where the car was.
I wasn't driving.
I wasn't driving. Don't worry. My brother was being the DD. But so I decided to go into the dispensary. And I don't smoke weed. I'm not a weed person. I love everyone in my life that does. It's just not my thing. But I just really wanted to surprise all of my loved ones, and I dropped $435 at the dispensary.
On what?
Dan, I have no idea.
I was talking to her this morning when she got in here, before you guys got in here. I was trying to get the list.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how you dropped $430.
That's a really great question.
Dan, it's really easy to, first of all. But I think she got a whole bunch of loose flour, and that's where it gets you. Like, if you say, I want to have an ounce, you know, and then they give you this gigantic plastic bin filled with weed.
I just picture Annie having no idea about weed at all. She just walks in. I would like one pot, please.
You know, the nice weed man was like, ah, oh, I see her hazy eyes. Let's get her in here.
I'll have one of those, six of those, five of those.
My family was calling me Pablo Escobar the rest of the trip.
So did you finish it all?
No. They haven't even opened it.
Oh, so if you see Annie on the street corner trying to sell something.
Please be nice to me.
Yeah, Annie, I needed to go this week. So honestly, if I could just buy from you, it would make my life a little bit easier.
Push your man.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.